Aus Südafrika kennen von euch viele sicher Bands wie zum Beispiel Die Antwort oder vielleicht auch den eben gehörten hier Spoke Matambo. Der kommt aus Johannesburg. Vielleicht kennt ihr auch noch die Doku von dem, Future Sound auf dem Sani. Aber dann hört's auch bald auf. Und das muss aufhören. Auf der anderen Seite meint Olat Aden vom DESA Festival. Hallo Olat.
Hi.
Du bringst Musiker mit diesem Festival, bringst du Berliner Musiker zusammen mit welchen aus Johannesburg? Also ein Austauschprojekt sozusagen, von dem der erste Teil schon vorbei ist. Denn da sind Berliner nach Afrika gefahren.
Genau, wir waren letztes Jahr im Oktober in Johannesburg für eine Performance-Reihe mit Berliner Künstlern. Das sind Poeten, Dichter, Spoken Word Artists, MCs und Musicians. Und wir haben dort eine Gruppe von gleichbesetzten Künstlern getroffen, haben neue Werke entstehen lassen in Workshop-Settings und haben die dann gleich auf die Bühne gebracht. Das war richtig dope.
Wie lange hat das gedauert?
Wir waren da insgesamt 8 Tage. Aha. Und sind jetzt hier für die Fortsetzung in Berlin und hier wird dann jetzt die Eröffnung am Mittwoch gefeiert.
Die Musiker sollten ja Anknüpfungspunkte zwischen Johannesburg und Berlin finden. Welche Anknüpfungspunkte wurden denn da gefunden?
Na, es ging vor allen Dingen erstmal darum, die Werke, die sie schon kannten oder schon gemacht hatten, zu übersetzen, um erstmal auszuloten, wer gerade wo steht mit der Kunst. Und dann haben sie zusammen Themen für sich gefunden, haben sich erstmal kennengelernt und haben dann geguckt, was ist jeweils relevant. Und da waren ganz verschiedene Themen dabei. Also wir hatten Frauenrechte und wir hatten ganz viele verschiedene Themen, die dann zusammengebracht wurden und in diesen Stücken halt projiziert wurden und auf die Bühne gebracht wurden.
Okay, und warst du damit zufrieden, wie es abgelaufen ist, oder hast du dabei dann auch gemerkt, so, okay, da müssen wir das nächste Mal nachjustieren?
Nee, es war super. Also uns ging es ja vor allen Dingen erstmal darum, Grenzen zu überschreiten. Das heißt, wir waren eigentlich daran interessiert, wie ist es, wenn ein Rapper mit einem Poeten zusammenarbeitet oder ein Dichter mit einem Rapper zusammenarbeitet und so halt nicht nur Länder, also Grenzen überschreitet in dem Sinne, sondern halt auch in andere Genres überschreitet und dann halt ganz neue Sachen ausprobiert. Und da sind wir echt so super zufrieden und ich glaube, das wird Mittwoch ganz gut zu sehen sein, wenn wir in der Böll-Stiftung die Eröffnung feiern.
Ihr seid Mittwoch bis Sonntag geht das Festival, ne?
Genau, also heute sind die Künstler angekommen, gerade vom Flughafen hier angekommen.
Du hast 2 Gäste dabei, holen wir das schon am besten einfach mal ans Mikro ran. Okay. Was soll der Geiz, wenn wir schon Leute hier haben? Welcome to the show, Ola. Du hast 2 Gäste mitgebracht, beide aus Südafrika. Yes. Das sind einmal Afura Khan.
Yes.
That's me. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, thank you. And Vuyelwa Maluleke.
Yes,
did I pronounce that right?
It's Vuyelwa Maluleke.
Vuyelwa Maluleke.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, great
intent.
Good intent.
Cool.
You perform together. You're a spoken word artist and you are...
I'm also a spoken word artist.
You're also a spoken word
artist.
And
an MC as well. Like, I started off as an MC and then I got bored with rap because it was talking about other things. So then I went off into poetry.
What can poetry do that rap can't do?
It's honest.
It's not trying too hard to be anything in particular. So you're not selling a lifestyle, right? You are saying exactly, this is my existence. This is what it feels like to be who I am, to navigate the world. It's honest.
And it doesn't degrade women.
Yes.
Is that a problem in South African hip hop?
Mm-hmm. Generally, globally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Global
especially hip-hop, American hip hop. You know, it's like the last 10 years of hip hop. Mm-hmm. You look at it, it's just,
this whole that.
Not good.
Yeah.
So you will perform also something together. Do you also perform together in South Africa or did you meet through this project?
I've known Vuyelwa when she was on our stage. So we run a program called Word and Sound, Live Literature Company. Mm-hmm. And we run youth slams and youth development programs to get them into writing and performance. And she's been performing in Joburg. And then she got onto our platform a good 3-4 years ago.
Yes,
and she's
grown
through that platform.
Yes.
So we've worked together, but I don't think we've done a collaboration together yet.
We've never collaborated.
Maybe we'll
it's coming, it's coming, yes.
But are you not going to perform here on the show now?
Yes,
so you are collaborating.
We share stages,
right? But like collaboration is like a whole nother thing. It's like writing each other into each other. So it's different. It's
okay.
Different.
Mm. So what are you going to perform for us now?
I've got a poem called 21 Poem Salute.
All right.
And it's for young people, you know, who are writing on social media and everything, right?
It says
21 Poem Salute for the writer who dies on stage thinking his ego is wordproof. Your technique is not unique. Your BlackBerry tweet is not a haiku. Your Facebook status is not a poem. And your blog is not a novel. Nothing epic. You need to read more. Let wisdom unveil your ignorance. Maybe you can see more and be more informed before you throw a careless speech at a time where men and women die for the words they speak. Salute.
Wow, cool. Can you take a lot of people who want to do hip hop and tell them like, no, do spoken word. It's better.
I think, look, hip-hop teaches you rhythm, it teaches you meter, and it's easy to take those devices into poetry, but poetry is a completely different beast. I've seen a lot of MCs who come to our shows with like a 16 bar, and they just slow it down and think it's poetry. We're like, no, dude, this
that's just lazy.
So there's a different approach to writing poetry compared to writing, let's say, a hip-hop verse, you know, but in terms of, rap is rhythm and poetry, so the history of the two art forms interact has always been there, you know, but that's about understanding what the influences are, but then what also separates the two.
Yeah. What are you going to perform?
Your sister's going to Europe, which is really crazy because I'm in Europe. And so, it'll do the thing.
It's called Your Sister's Going to Europe?
Yeah, Your Sister's Going to Europe. And it was written for my niece, and she was like traveling. And this is the thing, like the double identity of being black. So you go to this private school, you live this life, you go to Europe that your grandmother has never been. She's never been there, can barely speak English. And only has like a particular experience of her blackness. And so the double identity of being black right now is that we get to experience that and still live in the township that we live in. So this is it.
All right, let's hear it.
Your sister is going to Europe. Your grandmother wants to know if they speak English there. She means, will they hear you ask for help? When she says English, she is a third language. Her they takes its breath, and no sooner it is an airplane broken in half mid-flight. Who will guide it now? A they reports in its place. Do they speak English there? You hurt her when you mutter back. You pour Europe into her ears. But she is proud that it is you causing her pain. Her face says, come see my daughter speak. Come see how she makes me deaf. Come and see how black girls can disappear. We will need a translator to say goodbye, but she is going to Europe. It must be a grand place because I don't know anyone there.
Uyelva Maluleki hat hier gerade performt bei uns, denn wir können eigentlich sagen, Südafrika trendet so ein bisschen an allen Ecken und Enden, vor allem auch im Bereich Musik. Und wer sich eben dieses Flugticket ans untere Ende von Afrika nicht leisten kann, der hält sich am besten die Abende von Mittwoch bis Samstag frei, denn dann läuft das DESA-Festival in Berlin. Und wir haben, wie gesagt, Gäste, die uns einfach auch mal sagen können, wie sieht man eigentlich in Afrika Berlin, also von draußen eigentlich. Does Berlin have an image in South Africa in some kind of way?
I was told like it's the coolest arts place to ever be.
Oh, please.
That's what I was told. So I'm here going,
we're
okay.
We're here trying to figure it out. Is it true?
I don't even have a cookie to give you. I ate all the cake that we had in front of the studio. Damn. No,
but I'm interested in the history, though. You know, I think one thing I appreciate about Europe is just pushing the boundaries when it comes to art. At least being open-minded, trying new things, which is something that back home we are still gaining the confidence in doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. We've got a history of suppression, not being allowed to speak, to express your voice. I think now we're sort of discovering our voice. And we look towards Europe in terms of redefining what art and expression is, you know. And at least here, there's that, I don't know if it's freedom or privilege to do that, you know, whereas home, we're still learning that.
Okay. Did you learn some German in the process of meeting with the artist?
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
I'm hoping in a week I would have learned some words.
Yeah.
Because I speak Afrikaans, which is like old Dutch, a little bit of German, and maybe a little bit of Belgian. I don't know. It's like a mixed combination. So I'm hoping that will help me sort of grasp, you know. Yeah. I get the general concepts when people speak German. I can hear some of the numbers are the same, like acht and so, you know, something like.
Yeah. Biki probeer.
I can Afrikaans praat, maar ik weet niet
so it's like
it's close
we can
pretty
hear
close.
You can't talk about us, we can hear you.
Yeah, maybe you can understand more than you can speak, right?
Yes.
Oh no, that's the worst.
But we have a week
we after have a week to get true. better, yeah. And maybe come back and do the thing. Yes,
but did you learn something that maybe the Berlin artists, that they somehow work different, that they was it hard to, you know, find a common ground at first?
I mean, last year when we collaborated, I mean, Amewu came down, Dalibor was there as well, El Congo Ellen. I think the one thing about Germans is that Germans are disciplined.
Yes.
So when you say, let's experiment,
let's play.
What's the structure? No, there's no structure. It's just we play. They're like, what are we doing? We are playing.
We are playing.
It took a bit to sort of get them out of their shell, just to do stuff from the top of the head. Mm. No structure. Let's experiment. Let's play around. Let's see what comes out of it. But I think once we gained rhythm and got used to each other, you know, everybody relaxed. Max, it came out. So now we're hoping to pick up that energy and then expand on that.
Uh-huh. But they arrive punctually, probably in the morning.
Like, we're the late ones.
We're late. Like, we're always late. It's a real thing. It's a very real thing.
Will you have time to meet up with some artists here also outside of the festival to make some new friendships or to jam around
We would love to make those kind of connections and just have conversations about how each other's art can, like, just overlap and what kind of conversation we would have. Yeah. So if people could come to the shows and just be like, hey, and so we can have those conversations, it would be lovely.
Yeah, and also, I mean, with social media, it means that after we meet, when I go back home, we can carry on the conversation. Yes. There's Google Hangout. There's all sorts of stuff. So we can even create art from two different continents.
We can
Skype
each other poems, man. It can happen.
Okay, also dann solltet ihr vielleicht rausgehen und Afura Khan und Vuyelwa Maluleke treffen diese Woche, denn es läuft das DESA-Festival am Mittwoch für Umme in der Heinrich-Böll-Stiftung die Eröffnung, Donnerstag für 6 Euro in der Literaturwerkstatt in der Kulturbrauerei und Freitag, Samstag dann Konzerte im Not Only Jazz und im Café Wendel. Alle Infos dazu gibt's auf noboundaries.de. Olat, Du schleichst noch einmal ans Mikro heran.
Ich schleiche daran, weil die Donnerstagveranstaltung verlegt wurde. Die ist nicht mehr. Ja, tut mir leid, ist gerade erst passiert. Die Freitagveranstaltung ist jetzt in der Butterhandlung. Also die Donnerstagveranstaltung ist in der Literaturwerkstatt und am Freitag sind wir nicht im Not Only Jazz, sondern wir sind in einer Bar, die gleich nebenan ist. Die heißt Butterhandlung.
Also auch da, was ist das? Scharnweberstraße, Ecke Müggelstraße, glaube ich, ne?
Genau.
Da gibt's auch leckeres Essen übrigens.
Da gibt's leckeres Essen.
Ach stimmt, da gibt's hinten diesen Veranstaltungsraum.
Ich war da ehrlich gesagt noch nie, aber
war früher eine Metal-Kneipe. Ihr erweitert jetzt das kulturelle Spektrum.
Auf jeden Fall.
Vielen Dank, dass ihr hier wart. Thanks for coming to the show. Enjoy Berlin. And have a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Will.
You are cool.
See you at our show.
I told you I don't have cookies.